Fibromyalgia is often called an invisible illness because the people who have it typically don't look sick. But for them, something as simple as a hug or a handshake can be excruciatingly painful. It's the most common chronic widespread pain condition in the U.S., affecting more than 6 million Americans, and can have devastating effects on a sufferer's life, impacting people's ability to work and engage in everyday activities, as well as their relationships with family, friends, and employers. This Saturday in Pasco County, there will be a part educational seminar and support group session for those who suffer from fibromyalgia. Leading that effort will be Dr. Robert Levin, who we spoke with this morning.
Fibromyalgia is actually a really common problem that I see in rheumatology. Rheumatology is a practice of patients or the problems of musculoskeletal conditions. We don't take a surgical approach. It's more of a medical approach, so that differentiates us from orthopedic surgeons. But fibromyalgia is a very common pain syndrome, and typically the people who have fibromyalgia complain of widespread pain. Pain is generally all over their body and all of their muscles and joints. It is associated with fatigue and problems sleeping, and those are the hallmark symptoms of fibromyalgia.
It's been called the invisible illness. Why is that?
Well, you can't see it. The people might look pretty normal. They might look pretty healthy, but that's why it's called invisible, is you can't see it. The people don't look sick, and when you actually examine them, unless you check for certain tender points over their body, you might not find anything as a physician. And then if you work them up and do tests on them, invariably they'll be normal.
Right. Some people call it a syndrome and not a disease per se. Can you talk more about that?
Well, I think it's called a syndrome because we really don't know what causes it. A lot of times there's a causative factor that you know, we recognize, but actually a lot of our diseases we don't know exactly what the cause is, so especially in the field that I practice. I think that has more to do with it than anything else. And then the other thing is that when you test a patient with fibromyalgia, you don't find anything, and so that also may lead to the distinction of syndrome versus disease.
We're talking with Dr. Robert Levin. He's a rheumatologist up in the Pasco County area. He'll be hosting a support center group on Saturday up in Hudson. And, Doctor, again, we're talking about fibromyalgia. And I've spoken with somebody recently who's had this syndrome, or what we want to call it, for decades now, and he's never gotten better. In fact, has only gotten worse. And he says he's gone to many different doctors and tried all types of different remedies or just different things, and it's been very frustrating for him. Is that uncommon? Is that common? Or can you talk about what people go through when they live with this?
Yeah, that's unfortunately a common scenario, as people have been to multiple physicians or practitioners, have tried all sorts of things, whether they're prescriptions, nutritional supplements, exercise, physical therapy. Many of the patients have a problem that they don't respond or don't respond adequately to the things that we have. There are a number of things that have been proven to work, and when you say proven to work, it doesn't mean that there's a 100% response rate. And so when things are proven to work, what that means is that the percentage of people with the condition that respond to the treatment do better than a group of patients who are given a placebo or a sham treatment.
I've heard that this pain is not only biological, but also can be psychological and social. And
the social aspects of it are, and psychological aspects, there is an association between fibromyalgia and depression, whether it's a chicken or the egg problem, whether depression came because the patient had pain or the pain came because the patient was depressed. I see that fairly frequently. Also, patients can be anxious and may have other psychological, psychiatric diagnoses that you can make. But interestingly, when they've teased that out, the pain is oftentimes separate from just being depressed. So not everybody with fibromyalgia has depression or some kind of psychological, psychiatric issue going on. The pain is really the overwhelming problem. Social issues, you know, there have been articles that have been published about patients with fibromyalgia syndrome being, it's overwhelmingly women, although there are men with the disease. But in terms of that, there have been associations with child abuse victims and spouse abuse victims and things like that, and that's been reported as an increased frequency in patients who have the fibromyalgia syndrome. That doesn't mean they have had that necessarily.
Now, on Saturday, you'll be part of the educational seminar support group. What's going to be happening there Saturday?
Well, I'm going to do a presentation on what is fibromyalgia, what the possible causes based on some recent research, how you make the diagnosis, and then treatment options of things that have been hopefully proven to work in populations of patients with fibromyalgia, try to give them information about how to approach it, what they can do, and how they can work with their physician.